The Peace Corps marks its 57th anniversary this year. And earlier, we sat down with Maya Obama, who's launched a Peace Corps prep program at the University of Hawaii. As a follow-up, we decided to try and reach out to a volunteer out in the field. Kamaka Diaz grew up in Hilo and is now serving in Madagascar. And this month, he expects to contribute $3,000 worth of computers thanks to a crowdsourcing effort he led. We talked to him from his town off the coast of Africa, and Diaz says when he left the Big Island, he was all fired up to change the world. He found the experience changed him.
It's probably one of the best things I've ever done, for sure. It's just the self-growth and just like, I don't know, everything, I feel like everything I do here is just making me a better person. And it's weird because you join the Peace Corps kind of thinking like, oh, I'm going to go change the world. I'm going to help all these people. And then, like, in reality, I feel like I'm the one, you know, that's, like, growing. That's, my life is changing. Not so much theirs. And, I don't know, just living alone, having to deal with the isolation, with experiencing new things, and kind of just being thrown inside of random situations, and then somehow you make it out alive. Having to teach like 50 to 70 students in a class in a language that you're just learning, all that is pretty crazy, but super awesome. Very challenging, but I love it.
Why did you decide to join the Peace Corps?
I wasn't really sure what I was getting into. All I knew was I wanted to do something that was like big. I feel like I lived a very blessed life. I mean, we live in Hawaii, you know, I lived in Hawaii. I just had a great childhood, great family, great friends, and I felt like I needed to do something to give back on like a bigger scale. So I felt like the Peace Corps was the right thing to do. And the Peace Corps had everything I love, and it allowed me to travel, which once I went to Spain, I got the travel bug. It allowed me to help out others, allowed me to learn new culture, learn a new language. All those things, it just felt like it was what I wanted to do in life. And I remember getting the acceptance email saying that you've been accepted as this position. And I like kind of broke down a little bit, and I never cry, I never do anything. No, I got a little choked up, like, I seen it, and it was weird because it was like getting the one thing in life that you really wanted, like the one thing that you really wanted. This is all I wanted to do. Like, I just wanted to be in the Peace Corps, and it was a big decision. So once I got it, I was like, yeah, this is cool. And then I'm here, and I feel like this is where I'm supposed to be. It's pretty awesome.
You had a goal to help create a lab, an English lab, for the kids in the village?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that.
They don't really know what the internet is. Everything in the English Center will be used to enhance their English proficiency. Hopefully we can get some audio CDs, some movies, maybe some of those interactive games where you can turn the English Center into like an online university or a place where the kids here can take online classes, university classes. Which would be amazing because a lot of times when they graduate, they can't really go to the city because they don't have enough money. So our plan is to hopefully get Wi-Fi at the English Center with the computers. I think we decided to get 10. And what I wanted to do is actually donate one to my elementary middle school and one to my high school. So that's going to be a surprise for them. They don't know that.
Gosh, how would you explain your experience to your friends in Hilo?
It's not as scary as jumping off, like, Rainbow Falls or, like, something like that. Or South Point, I guess.
But you just jumped. You just jumped and went for it.
You just do. I mean, I guess it is kind of like that. You kind of just go. I mean, it might seem scary at first, and like you don't know exactly how you land unless you're a very experienced, you know, cliff diver. But I mean, you just go for it, and you know, as long as you don't die, I mean, I'm good. I mean, I've had a lot of things happen to me here, but I've always been okay.
You've had some close calls, right? You had like appendicitis or something?
Yeah, I've had appendicitis. I was doing training, so they take really good care of us.
So when do you come back home?
So we just got our official date, actually, from when we ring the bell, which is, that's what they call when you finish your service. So it's September 6th. I'm still actually in the process of thinking if I'm going to stay here for another year. I haven't decided yet. Because the contract for Peace Corps is 27 months. But once you're done with that, you can apply to add another year on and work with like another NGO or another position within Peace Corps. So if I don't, then I'll be back in September. Yeah.
But absolutely no regrets. You've had the time of your life, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's a lot of ups and downs, mostly ups. Even the downs, they're all a learning experience. I forgot. Back in January, there's a cyclone. I live in the Highlands, so it didn't really affect us that badly. But a lot of rain and wind. So me and the volunteer that lives the closest to me is about like a 2.5-hour bike ride from me. I miss my Bruce, which is like the bus that goes to my community. So I went with him to his site, his community, and I was planning to bike back to my site. And we actually got stuck in the mud. So it took us 26 hours to get to his site, and we had to sleep inside the bus. And then in the morning, we walked 6.5 hours with all our luggage back to the site. So, I mean, it's just stuff like that. You don't really know what's going to happen to you here in the Peace Corps in Madagascar, but it turns out all right for the most part, and it just makes you a better person. Like, a lot of things test your limits, and you're just like, oh, man, I don't think I can do this. But, no, you can do it. You can really do it. It makes me realize that we're capable of doing so much more than we think. People are learning the language. Like, at times you speak the language, and you're like, I don't know. Really, I'm not that good, but then you don't realize, I guess, that you know way more than you think you do. So, Peace Corps is an incredible experience, for sure.
So your family must be really proud of you.
Yeah, they are. They tell me that I have a great family. I mean, they also say they miss me a lot.
Yeah, and
I miss them too.
Yeah, and I know you wrote that you were able to attend a funeral, I think, on Facebook.
It was about 2 weeks, I think, after my surgery. I think my grandpa passed away. And that was a surprise. That one hit me hard. And then about a year later, my grandma passed away. But that was easier because she was in the hospital for a while, so I got to FaceTime with her a few times. And then when they had the funeral for both of my grandpa and my grandma, I FaceTimed with my family, which was cool. I was in my little corner of my house with my one bar of 3G, and I was just, I guess, attending it virtually. But it's pretty crazy.
So that helped.
You know, technology. Yeah, it was cool. Me and my family's, we're really close, so it's good to have technology and be connected to them.
And anything else? I don't know. What do you miss the most?
I was gonna say I could really use a spam musubi, but my parents sent me spam a few months ago, so I actually made one for the first time in like over a year, and it's pretty awesome. And they sent me lihimui and all those macadamia nuts, those little things, those small things. But what I really want is it was my first or my last meal when I left Tila, and then my first meal I want when I go back is a Korean mixed bento from Blaine's Drive-In. I don't know if anybody knows what that is. I dream about that all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, slush flows, poke bowls, we get acai bowl. I gotta stop talking about this. I think I'm gonna cry.
Okay, all right. Well, we don't want to make you cry.
I'm getting hungry. I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, maybe you can dream about it tonight.
Yeah, I think I am.
Diaz hopes to travel to the main town next week to pick up those computers. Unrest and protests have prevented the Peace Corps workers from traveling to that area, which we're told is a 3 to 4 hour bicycle ride. We'll keep you posted. Diaz has an online blog with lots of pictures. And for links, you can go to our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.